What's up, guys? Today I wanted to talk about porn and masturbation. So porn and masturbation, I'm just going to go from experience instead of just saying like, oh, this is how you quit, because I've always done a lot of videos or content on this is how you quit. This is just, but I never got down to like actual experience, like, okay, this is what happens. And like, I don't know, it was always like from a third person, like, you should do this. And I just want to be more talking about from experience, from what I know, instead of what you should do or shouldn't do. So first of all, if you've never watched pornography or looked at anything lustful, amazing, keep that up. Like, seriously, that's just, it's amazing. And that's, keep that up. Is like, you just, your sin will take you further than you want to go and leave, and it'll, make you stay longer than you want to stay, or whatever the term is, I forget, but basically it'll take you way further than you want to go. So yeah, just be, just being, involved. Like, it's been, like, it really does progress into more and more. And for anybody listening, it starts with something innocent, and then it just progresses to more and more, especially the more often you do it, and the more content you consume. And it's just, it's the worst addiction, because it's so easily accessible. I heard this one person say it's like having a pack of cigarettes in your pocket at all times. Like, that's why you have to kill it, the sin. But for anybody struggling, I just want to say, for anybody that's struggling, or for anybody that knows anybody struggling, God forgives, and but still kill the sin. Do not let the sin roam around, and repent, and like, turn away from it. Go to God, run to God. I would just say, if I give any advice, I would just say, run to God as quick as you can when you fall, if you fall. God will forgive. You just have to run to Him and kill the sin. And that's the worst. The worst part of it is feeling disconnected from God and feeling like you're not saved, because that's the one hope we have as Christians. And if that hope is gone, like, what do we have? Like, we have nothing to cling on to. So, like, the condemnation, the guilt, the shame, whatever you want to call it, that despair, it's complete despair, because you're just like, oh man, I've messed up. Like, I feel far from God. How can God forgive me after knowing that what I've done, after knowing that I hid from Him and hid away from Him and backslid. And that's from a song, but, yeah, and like I said, it progresses. It starts off innocent, and then it gets more and more, sexualized, and all that, and not a road you want to go down. But if you are down it, God forgives, and you have to kill the sin, and you have to repent, and you have to trust in Jesus, and let this grow you closer to God. Like, if you're involved in it and you're falling constantly, or every month, or every week, or every day, or a couple times a day, or whatever your struggle is, just let it pull you to God, because, pull you closer to God, because, they just run to Him every time, even if you feel like you've done it a million times. He still will forgive you. But at the same time, you have to be killing your sin, or else the sin will kill you. And I don't know what that means exactly, but it's basically like treat the sin seriously, or it won't be pretty. It leads to death in the end, even in this life, however that looks. It just leads to, it's empty, you know, it never truly satisfies. Only sex inside of a marriage satisfies, and because it connects you to the person you're having sex with. But when it's a screen or just with masturbation, it's just completely you know, empty, and leaves you empty-handed, empty, wanting more every time, and wanting, you have to consume more graphic material, like I said over and over. So it's a scary place, but with God, there's no fear, there's no condemnation. You just got to keep running back to Him, and keep letting it pull your weakness, pull you to Him, because if you don't, that's when it gets scary, and that's when it gets, and just confess, you know, like talk to people about it, especially if you're a girl and your husband's struggling, or if you're a girl and you're struggling or whatever. I just encourage you to not overlook confession is huge, and it's so hard to do. And whether it's the 100th time, or whether it's the first time confessing, or whether it's the millionth time, it's still hard to do. And it's a big step in the right direction. And it shines light on the darkness. So definitely encourage people to not be so harsh when you're talking to somebody. God will deal with their sin, and God will you know, it will lead to emptiness, and it will lead to misery, and there will be consequences and all that, and it does lead to death in the end and all that. So and it leads to depression, and it leads to social anxiety and isolation and everything else. So you have to be very simply loving to, I mean, obviously you want to be upfront about it, you want to talk to people about it, but when somebody's struggling, they don't need somebody to be like, man, you know, you suck, like, you know, you need somebody to love you. So be very careful rebuking somebody that's caught in sexual sin, because just listen to the Holy Spirit. You know, if you have the Holy Spirit, it'll tell you whether to rebuke them gently or harshly, but it's very scary to rebuke them harshly, because they could just dive right into that sin more and get isolated from the church and all that. And I just encourage you to really pray about how to respond. If not, I mean, lovingly, gentleness, love, you know, use the fruits of the Spirit that you've been given: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Long-suffering is another word for patience. So just be careful when you're talking to somebody like that, because it's very fragile. You could really lead them to despair, or you could really build them up. And a lot of times, if they're confessing their sin to you, especially for the first time or first 10 times, like, they need to be loved, and they need to be, they don't need super harsh, because, like, they already know what they're doing is wrong. But anyways, if you're struggling with it, just keep running back to God and don't give up. That's the only thing I would say, is don't give up and just keep running back to Him. And then thank Him for His forgiveness, His kindness, His mercy, His grace. But also don't take it for granted, and don't just keep on sinning. But He will forgive you, but just keep running back to Him and keep killing the sin, whether it's getting accountability software, whether it's not letting your apps, you know, downloading apps or whatever. It's just not putting yourself in a vulnerable position, things like that. But honestly, just know that you're loved by God, and you, even if you sinned every day for the next 500 days with pornography and masturbation, He still loves you. But also, it's so damaging to the soul and to the mind. And so, thanks for listening. God bless. Hope this helped. And please rate the podcast. It really helps the algorithm. Appreciate it. God bless. Have a great day.